Now, the secular progressives become dangerous when they start to talk about the terror war. Jimmy Carter isn't really a secular progressive because he's a man of faith. You know, the secular progressives don't want anything to do with faith. Carter is a man of faith. But his foreign policy, which was a disaster during his presidency, is a secular progressive foreign policy. Roll the tape on Carter.
The stupidest thing that a government can do if it has a real problem with someone is to refuse to talk to them and to let them simmer and to threaten them and build up animosity and fear. They don't respond positively to threats and intimidation and punishment. You know, the best way to drive them toward more nuclear programs is to threaten them militarily. We now have confirmed the policy of not talking to people who disagree with us. So we don't talk to Syria. We don't talk to Hezbollah. We don't talk to others who disagree with us. And I think what the Iranians have seen now is that the only way to prevent the United States from taking military action is to have a nuclear device of your own.
All right, so he's sympathizing with Iran. Now, he says we don't talk to people who disagree with us. Well, Hezbollah is a terrorist outfit, as Jimmy Carter has to know. They murder children. All right? Their intent is to destroy Israel, to wipe it out, not to talk, not to negotiate. There isn't a land dispute. There isn't any dispute. What Hezbollah wants to do is kill every Jew they can kill. So it's not people who disagree with us, President Carter, with all due respect. It's killer terrorists. It would be like having somebody who lived on Jimmy Carter's block in Plain, Georgia, who go out and shoot little kids in the head. Would Jimmy Carter want to sit down and talk with those people? No, he wouldn't. So by saying this nutty stuff, and Jimmy Carter has lost it. He's 81 years old, and he's lost it. By saying, well, Iran is justifiable in trying to get nuclear weapons because they're preventing military action by the USA. We have no military aspirations vis-a-vis Iran or North Korea. It's to make a mess. I mean, I'm sure if we could go in and kill the mullahs and the idiot leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-il, we would, but it's not worth it. Okay, so we're not going to attack those countries.